What if the only thing standing between you and months of world travel isn't money, but a single decision? While most people postpone their dreams indefinitely, waiting for retirement, the perfect savings account, or some distant right time, a quiet revolution has been unfolding. Ordinary people with ordinary jobs are walking away from their routines to spend months or years exploring the world. They're not lottery winners or tech millionaires. They've simply discovered that vagabonding isn't about wealth. It's about reordering priorities in a way our consumer culture deliberately obscures. Vagabonding means taking extended time away from normal life to travel deliberately, prioritizing time over possessions. This challenges our deepest assumption that we're too poor to buy freedom. When we measure experience in cash value, we trap ourselves in perpetual postponement. The truth cuts deeper. Long-term travel requires walking through the world intentionally, seeking adventure in ordinary moments, rather than waiting for extraordinary circumstances. Consider Thoreau at Walden Pond, funding his philosophical pursuits with just 6 weeks of annual work. The math hasn't changed. Our perception has. Freedom begins not when conditions align perfectly, but when you stop waiting and start saving, embracing uncertainty as the price of admission to a richer life. In a world insisting happiness arrives via Amazon Prime, choosing simplicity becomes revolutionary. Long-term travel depends not on salary, but conscious spending. This doesn't require monastic renunciation, just adjusting habits within consumer society. Stop expanding possessions, especially unnecessary gear marketed as essential. Rein routine expenses. Cook at home, entertain yourself, walk instead of drive. Reduce clutter by selling what binds you to one place. Most crucially, avoid debt, those avocado green furniture sets that lock you into earning and spending cycles. The economics are startling. Your gas tank's cost crosses China by train. A delivered pizza feeds you a week in Brazil. Beyond saving money, simplicity transforms you, making you adventurous, forcing genuine local contact, granting independence to follow curiosities down unexpected paths. This isn't just for young backpackers. Seniors often receive special cultural respect, opening unique doors. Families create educational experiences no classroom can match, particularly for ages 6 to 14, when curiosity peaks and memories solidify. The obstacles we imagine – age, family, responsibilities – dissolve when simplicity reveals what truly matters – time, not things. Christopher Columbus exemplifies travel's central paradox. Research propelled him toward new horizons, yet rigid preconceptions blinded him to what he discovered. True vagabonding means tapping inspiration that drives you outward while recognizing nothing fully prepares you for what awaits. Should you plan meticulously or embrace spontaneity? The answer? Both. John Muir advised simply throwing tea and bread into an old sack and jump over the back fence, but such spontaneity works best for experienced travelers. First-timers need preparation, not to eliminate uncertainty, but to familiarize themselves with fundamentals and quiet fears. Seek depth over sensationalism. Mainstream media portrays destinations through stereotypes. Savvy vagabonders turn to literary narratives, specialty magazines, foreign newspapers, novels, academic studies, maps, and guidebooks. Yet Mark Twain warned against travelers who see with the author's eyes instead of their own. Person-to-person advice and internet resources beautifully complement traditional media. Fellow travelers provide current intelligence. International friends offer authentic insights. Message boards synthesize both. But moderate online time while traveling, obsessively checking email traps you psychically at home, disconnecting you from genuine experiences. Pack light, use ATMs, keep emergency funds, and remember, awareness and adaptation matter infinitely more than detailed troubleshooting. Vagabonding breaks you from your everyday eggshell existence into something larger and less constrictive. The road transforms ordinary activities, buying fruit at a market, navigating public transportation, into adventures themselves. The essential concept? Slow down. Unlike goal-oriented efficiency at home, vagabonding means rediscovering time itself, moving deliberately, improvising days, releasing schedule obsession. Upon arriving anywhere, spend days acclimating. Watch light fall on ancient buildings, listen to street vendors' rhythms, smell unfamiliar spices. Find a cafe where daily life unfolds before you. You'll make mistakes, getting swindled, offending locals, getting lost, but these become valuable lessons. As journalist John Flynn noted, one of the essential skills for a traveler is the ability to make a rather extravagant fool of oneself. Start each day by walking until something interesting happens. Keep a journal recording sensory details and personal reflections. Find accommodations as you go rather than booking ahead, allowing you to follow recommendations and adjust plans organically. Support locally owned places that allow bargaining. Remember, vagabonding isn't about ticking off attractions, but immersing yourself in a place's rhythm. The most meaningful experiences emerge unplanned. Sharing meals with locals, stumbling into unexpected festivals, discovering quiet corners where tourists rarely venture. The richest vagabonding experiences come through genuine local connections, requiring you to avoid both naive romanticism and cynical detachment. Don't fall into romantic primitivism, the Western tendency to idealize exotic cultures. The 1960s hippie exodus to India exemplifies this. Indian writer Gita Mehta criticized these seekers as confused buffoons mistaking self-indulgence for mysticism. Modern ethnotourism sometimes creates staged authenticity, where villages hide modern conveniences to appear more exotic. See other cultures as neighbors, not National Geographic snapshots, recognizing that you seem equally exotic to them. Gender significantly impacts travel, with women facing unique challenges, but gaining special access to female spaces in gender-segregated societies. Navigate cultural differences by remembering customs vary wildly. Cleaning your plate shows appreciation in some cultures, rudeness in others. Body language confuses equally. Certain gestures or eating habits offend in different regions. Most cultures are more conservative than American culture, so respect local customs, particularly in religious spaces. Prepare for seemingly intrusive questions about age, income, and marital status. These aren't taboo everywhere. Meet locals by smiling while strolling, asking restaurant recommendations, visiting cafes, participating in sports, and sharing family photos. Returning home can be the hardest part of vagabonding. Everything looks familiar but feels different, what T.S. Eliot called knowing the place for the first time. You'll initially enjoy rediscovered comforts, but within days, you'll feel homesick for the road. Old friends offer little solace. Your life-changing experiences rarely resonate with those who don't share your travel values. Recounting adventures earns glazed expressions before friends resume local gossip, revealing how profoundly you've changed. Social rewards rarely match private discoveries, so keep stories brief. As Walt Whitman wrote, "I swear I see what is better than to tell the best. It is always to leave the best untold." More importantly, telling the story matters less than living it. Your vagabonding experience needn't wash away upon return. If travel represents awareness and openness, then any moment can be travel. Your vagabonding attitude isn't something to switch on and off. It's an ongoing process applicable while unpacking. Rediscover your work. Apply newfound simplicity for more free time. Emulate the best qualities you observed: hospitality, reverence, integrity. Maintain the deliberate pace that made travel vivid. Explore your hometown as foreign land. Most importantly, live in a way that allows your dreams room to breathe, because you never know when you'll feel the urge to hit the road again.